Hey there. Welcome. It's Karen Lanoue from the Law of Attraction Tips. And I am going to talk today about awareness and attraction. And I'm going to keep this really brief because I already did a video that was way too long and I was mad in it. And I'm kind of, I am still mad. But I've softened this a little bit for you. But here's the thing. Something's been coming up on the internet a lot lately. It's, throughout the whole American election and since then, I've seen a lot of probably very well-meaning people talk about how, government doesn't have that much impact in our lives, and or one person doesn't have that much impact in our lives. And I think what they're trying to say is that, in fact, we have the ability to respond to things and make choices in a way so the impact of somebody or a government or whatever doesn't have to have that much impact. And I totally 100% agree with that. We have the power in how we respond to anything that happens to us or that happens around us. But the lie that a government or one person doesn't have a real impact on us just is wrong. Because of course you look at Syria, you see a government and one person specifically who has had an impact on millions of people in a very detrimental way. And so again, I think that is just such a fallacy. Right now, what we are being bombarded by is fake news, fake people on the internet and Facebook, alternative facts, otherwise known as lies, we are bombarded by this, and there's a lot of confusion going on. There's a lot of kind of unsettledness that's going on. And so it can be very confusing about how to deal with this. So, what I'm going to suggest is that when you are faced with confusion and you start to doubt about what you believe is right or what you think is you're hearing, it just seems like how could this be happening? Don't doubt yourself. There's confusing and chaotic energy that's being thrown at us deliberately, and we can do something about that. So part of that is actually continuing to go into our own awareness, coming back to our center, breathing, doing the clearing process of, everything this is everywhere, this energy is confusing everywhere, this is chaotic, everywhere I doubt myself, am I willing to eliminate that? Yes, destroy, transform, and release. And then we can do that, breathe and come back into our own center. That can allow us actually to respond in a different way and make different decisions and get to know what the truth actually is. So what I'd like you to do and why I wanted to share this with you is because, again, there is so much disinformation going on out there that, again, I want you to kind of be able to get into that sense of being able to believe in yourself, believe in what you know to be true, to believe in what you feel is just seems to be wrong, and understand that when people tell you no, it's okay, these people can't have any effect on you, they do, right? And so, but how you respond is with that is to get back into your center and question everything. Okay, question everything. Everything is up for grabs now because we're living in this time and space where there just seems to be this total lack of integrity on so many sides. So I'm going to leave you with that. If you want the long version, come over to the Facebook group and let me know, and maybe I'll post that because you probably for the first time will get to hear me swear. And not really bad swear, but kind of, a little bit of swear. Anyways, again, come back into your awareness, because when we can come back into our awareness, we can then be in a space of attracting what we want and being in a whole lot of, being in our own, again, in our own calm inner space allows us to attract in a much better way. And then also be able to follow the energy, take action on what we need to take action, and believe that, for ourselves, we are doing the right thing. All right, until next time, just go out there and happy attracting. Bye-bye.